everyone. Welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 24. Remember, the sins of some people are obvious, leading them to certain judgment. But there are others whose sins will not be revealed until later. In the same way, the good deeds of some people are obvious, and the good deeds done in secret will someday come to light. I want to talk about having X-ray leadership and the ability to see things that might be under the surface and how you can do that. This scripture is something that brings to the forefront something that is hard in leadership, and that is leading people not from the surface that you see, but from the under the surface of who they really are. And a lot of times in leadership, you only get surface at the beginning, and so you start leading that purpose, leading that person with assumptions of what you see. And then later on, it turns out that they're not that person. Or you lead that person and you see some things on the surface that you thought, oh, they're this and that. But in reality, there's some depth to them that you never saw. And so you never gave them a chance, or you never believed in some things that maybe took some time to germinate. And a lot of times in leadership, we make a lot of snap decisions with things that we see on the surface with people, and not understanding that what this scripture is saying that is so important. People are a lot of times revealed over time. So in our culture of a church, in your culture of business, in just in natural leadership, how do you work through with leading people and making decisions when you don't know some of the things that are going to come out until later? Yeah. Like, that's frustrating. Because it seems like a lot of times in leadership, you have to make decisions in leadership based upon incomplete information and things that you are maybe assuming, or things that maybe you are hoping for, or things that you're making an educated guess. That's why there is so much money poured into how do I interview somebody. I mean, that is a whole, that literally is people's jobs. Like, they've made a whole career out of, and businesses pay hundreds of millions of dollars in how to interview people and get the right people on the team. And still they get it wrong. And so, yeah, a lot of times, especially in a church setting, this is where I, you know, see this most often. We we believe the best in people, and we're just going to take a flyer on them, and just like, okay, let's try it. Let's see what happens. And sometimes it goes well, and sometimes it doesn't. And as I was reading this scripture, I was reminded again, there are things that only time will tell in people. And so I wrote down two things that are really important to have for us, and I was reminded again, man, I need to get better at this in my leadership. Two things that will help get a revelation in people's lives to try to get, because we always want to get under the surface, right? I don't want to deal with surface. I want to deal with the real person, the thing that's underneath what I see. Where's the real person? How do you do that? You have two things, two of them, and they're really important. It's patience and process. You have to have patience and you have to have a process. Now, when I'm talking about patience, this is first of all, if you're just talking about, especially in the culture that we're talking about in church, patience is what? It's a fruit of the Spirit. So when you are not patient, you are not living by the Holy Spirit. So when you are not patient, the Holy Spirit's power and energy is not working, and you are not relying on something that is so important. And so this is convicting to me, because I always want things faster. I always want to hit a microwave button instead of an oven button. I always want to see how can we cut corners so I can get to the thing that I want to get to. I babysit 6-year-old boys playing basketball and don't get paid for it from all their parents. And they all, no, yeah, we pay. I pay to babysit. And so we do, like, a lot of it is just drills to get them tired before they go to bed on Monday night. And so one of them is we do a lot of, start at the end line, run to half court, do this run, do this, just all these kind of things just for agility and running and also just wear them out. But you see all these boys, they start, end line to half court, but then pretty soon they start 5 feet from end line, and then they kind of stop 5 feet from the, because they've realized, oh, if I just cut a little bit off of this, I can win. But that's not really winning. But this shows that we don't ever graduate from 6-year-old us. We're always like, how can I cut a corner? How can I get faster? But it's not really getting faster. And when you don't have patience with people, a lot of times you don't get to see what you really need to see. And so patience is so important. And I will tell you, if you can't have patience with you, it's very hard to have patience with others. If you can't have patience with where you're at, it's very hard to, if you're impatient with where you're at, you will definitely be impatient with other people and where they're at. So this speaks to how you treat leaders above you. This speaks to how you have people around you. This speaks to how you treat your own life. I'm telling you, patience reveals things. It's just, and it's not something that we ever talk about a lot. If we talk about how can I get this faster, we think about it. Now we all realize, oh, patience really good, but we all hate it. And we don't understand how important it is, especially with leaders that are driven. This really messes with them because they feel like they're throwing away their drive for something that's just a pause button in their life. But the real beauty of patience is that it starts revealing things. You're like, I'm so glad I can see this now. And there have been times in my life, if I just would have had more patience, I would have seen some things. Because what did the scripture say? It reveals. There are some things that don't come up for a little bit. And when we, definitely when we're talking about patience, let me say a couple of things about patience when we're talking about people. Patience is not having a fear of being let down. I'm just being patient. No, you're not. You're being fearful of a person letting you down. We do this all the time in church culture. We use churchy words to explain away why we're living in fear or something else. I'm being patient with this person. No, you're not. You're being fearful that person's going to let you down. And so you're not going to take another swing. You're not going, and you're just going to sit in a, on a pot. That is not being patient. Patience is also not gatekeeping. We're always trying to bring people along. We always want to have people, new people come and be in a position. But when you, sometimes people get so enamored with the position that they're in that they're not able to see that my value to an organization is not about my talent, but it's about the people that I can bring along. And so you don't understand that, I need to keep bringing people along. And a lot of times people hide behind, well, I'm just being patient with people. No, you're actually gatekeeping them so you can stay in your one position. And this is not being patient. When I start thinking about patience, I start thinking about good patience. I start thinking about, man, I really want to see them do this or this or this. But I know that I need to let them have time. So I'm going to hold myself back because I want them to have time. But if you feel like, when you start thinking about somebody and you're like, oh, what if they're not ready? What if they're not ready? What if they're not ready? What if that's being led by fear, not patience. Yeah. And it only hurts us when we're not operating in what the Holy Spirit calls patience. Yeah. I'm going to be patient with people. I'm going to be patient with people. So what if, and so what it does is it allows you to have time that you need to see the things that you need to see to help people along get into the place that they need to be. But then so patience more is an attitude, but process has that's a little more hands-on. Does that make sense? So patience is an attitude. Process is something very practical. So when you're talking about, okay, I have patience, but then what I do also to let people, to let things come to the surface that need to come to the surface, you have a process that takes the guessing game out of how to put people in place. Are they ready? Well, I don't know. Are they ready? Sure. Do you want to put that person in place? Yeah, why not? Let's give it a whirl. Do you know how many times that has hurt me? I'm just like, you know what? Let's go. And I use boldness for the title instead of calling it what it is, and it's stupidity. I'm just being bold. No, you're actually being ignorant right now with people, because a lot of times we make decisions with people based on something that is going to change over time. And a lot of times it's a gut feeling. Now there's times where you feel like the Holy Spirit has led you to do something, and that's great and that's fine and that's good. But I think over, and this is something that I'm being challenged with, I think even over above that is let the process dictate to you how a person should be, or how we want to put a person in a position, or however we want to grow or see a person grow. Let that process speak to you. So you look at it, it takes all the guessing game out of it. It takes the feelings thing out of it, because you're actually watching and seeing, oh, they've gone from this to this to this to this to this. And so if you have patience and you have a process, now you can see a person being revealed over time. You can see they've gone from this to this to this to this. Now, can a person still surprise you? Absolutely. But I'm telling you, I think you take a lot of the surprises out of it if you have patience and a process. And so what is the process on how we deal in our worship team? What is the process on how we deal with somebody who is in our host team? What is the process with how we deal with somebody on our creative team that is coming and helping do all those beautiful environments that we saw yesterday? What is the process of all of that stuff? What is the process that we have with our people that are teaching in kids ministry? What do we see? They go from this to this to this to this. And I'll tell you what happens with a process. If you can have patience and a process, if you have a process with it, it can be repeated. A lot of times we get, we'll see somebody flourish and we'll like, man, let's do that again. And you're like, I have no idea how I did that. In fact, I had nothing to do with it. And so you can't repeat the outcome of something that you love that you've seen in this person because there is no process associated with it. I will tell you, one of the things that helps, and I need to be better at this too. One of the things that I wrote down that will help with the process is I want to start with somebody that I know needs to go through a process because I want to see what's revealed in them over time. I would ask them the question, what do you want out of this? What do you want? And if you ask somebody, what do you want? Write that down and then say, okay, now let's get a process together to get you to that place. Because a lot of times people can't, they don't take the time to actually think, what do they want? And then they're in the middle of something, whether it be a process or a waiting period or patience or whatever, and they're frustrated because they're like, oh, I'm not, because they've never actually said, this is where I want to be, and so now put me on a process to get there. And also, if you have that conversation, then when somebody is frustrated, you can go back to that and say, this is what you said you wanted. So this is what we're doing. So a process, I wrote these things down real quick. A process has an end goal in mind. A process always has a next step. And a process can easily review where we were, where we are, and where we want to be. A process can always review where we were, where we are, and where we want to be. Now, when we start talking about this, I want to be clear with patience and process with people. This does not take away our encouragement and our belief in people's potential. Because sometimes, you know, you can kind of like downshift your encouragement and your belief in the potential of people because they're like, okay, I got to have patience. I don't know what's going to come out of the weeds, and so I got to have patience, and we got to go through a process. No. You can still encourage people. You can still tell and still, we can still say the things that we see in them, and we can still call out those things that is potential that we see in them. Absolutely. We can see all of that and say all of that, but patience and process, this is what it does is it is the filter that kills pride and arrogance in people. And so if you don't have patience and process and you keep encouraging people and you keep telling them how great they're going to be and keep calling out the potential in them, unknowingly to you, because you don't have patience and process, you're going to inflame pride and you're going to inflame arrogance in some people that are immature. And then all of a sudden, when you pull them back or when you give them, hey, let's work on this right now, they feel wounded by you because their pride and arrogance is so high. They're not used to being in a process and they're not used to having patience. And so you let patience and process help you and help us all rein in pride and arrogance. It helps build humility when you go through a process. It helps show humility when you're able to have patience. And again, what does the Bible say? Humility? That's where God gives us more grace. That's where God gives grace to the humble. And so this is a perfect example for all of us. I'm going to have attitude of patience, but then the practical side of a process. This is going to help reveal over time what's underneath people. And it's going to help them too. So it doesn't feel like everybody, because listen, the devil would love to lie to people when they're in a process and they're needing to have patience. If that's not pointed out by their leader, what the devil says is they don't want you to be in that place. They're trying to keep you away from it. This is an easy lie. This is why Satan, what was the first lie that he gave to Eve? God's gatekeeping you. God's keeping something away from you. Do you know how many times the enemy loves to say this lie to people? They don't want you. They're trying to keep you away from this thing. They've got somebody else. And so we all have to make sure that we spell it out for every person that we're leading. Listen, just so you know, we're going to have patience and we're going to go through a process. And I believe it's going to help you get to the place that you want to see and you want to be and God has for you, but you're going to get there healthy. You're not going to get there unhealthy, because we're going to take patience and we're going to have a process. Father, I pray you help us be the best leaders. We all want to be better leaders. God, help us use this, God, so we can see things that are revealed over time. God, that we can see things that might be under the surface. God, help us be these kind of leaders. In Jesus' name, amen.